With KEZU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. At the south end of the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary and 2 miles below the ocean's surface is the largest, wait for it,
in an octopus's garden in the shade.
It's the largest octopus garden ever discovered. KEZU's Erica Mahoney spoke with some of the local scientists while they were out at sea.
The deep underwater garden is a gathering place for hundreds of female octopuses to lay and take care of their eggs. The researchers had just completed a 35-hour study of the octopus garden when I connected with them. Chad King is lead scientist on the cruise and a research specialist with the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary.
It's almost freezing down there. It's clearly a place humans can't go scuba diving.
So they rely on underwater robots. The expedition is a team effort between the sanctuary and Ocean Exploration Trust, a nonprofit that owns and operates the trip's exploration vessel. It's called Nautilus, and it has 2 underwater robots that can operate in the deep sea. King says these robots work together to collect samples and capture video. While the scientists watch the footage inside the Nautilus, the public has been able to see it too, from their living rooms, classrooms, and more. These dives were live-streamed at nautiluslive.org.
Zoom in there.
Footage shows hundreds of lavender-colored octopuses nestled among the rocks, a few clinging to the robots. Scientists MC along.
Both of the octopus in the lower left of our screen have moved enough that we can see their 8 capsules under them.
This is the Octopus Garden, partly named in reference to the Beatles song, and partly because octopuses bury the shells of the animals they eat, like underwater gardeners. King says the cluster is a nursery of sorts for over 1,000 female octopuses who are brooding.
So brooding is essentially taking care of their eggs. It's almost like a bird in a nest, nesting their eggs. So they protect them because these eggs most likely would be preyed upon by shrimp and other creatures.
Highlight clips captured a face-off between a newborn octopus and a shrimp.
Oh, come on, little guy.
The shrimp had to eat too.
Mm-hmm. This is only the second cluster of brooding octopuses ever found, and by far the largest. It's located about 50 miles off the coast of San Simeon in the Davidson Seamount Management Zone. The Seamount is an extinct volcano that last erupted about 10 million years ago. It's also home to corals and sea sponges the size of sofas. The zone was added to the protected marine sanctuary in 2008. The Octopus Garden was first discovered in 2018 during the tail end of an expedition. King was on board and describes the moment as a slow realization. They kept running into more and more octopuses.
And that's when it really hit us. This is special. This is unusual. We need to know what's going on here.
And that's been the mission of this trip, to figure out why these octopuses are here, to take samples of oxygen levels and get temperature readings. King says they've discovered that warmer water is seeping out of the seafloor here. You can even see it shimmering sometimes, like when asphalt shimmers on a hot summer day.
So there's something going on there. There's some relationship attracting the octopus to these areas.
The public has also been able to ask questions about the garden via nautiluslive.org, and questions have been coming in from around the world. Amity Wood is the Education and Outreach Coordinator for the Marine Sanctuary. She was also on board and says they also video chatted with students from across the U.S.
Usually we get our science through produced documentaries or, you know, scripted television shows. But in this case, it's, you know, unfiltered live stream science.
The team on board also captured footage of a Dumbo octopus, a flapjack octopus, and a whale fall. That's a whale carcass that's sunk to the ocean floor and provides nutrients for all kinds of creatures. Although the 6-day trip has wrapped up, people can still view highlight videos on nautiluslive.org, and all of the video footage will be uploaded to YouTube. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.
In an octopus's garden with you.